He is the star quarterback for the North Boone Vikings. He is our one of our cover boys for our preseason magazine. I got a chance to work with Britton a little bit there, and we took our preseason magazine photo cover. And he is, well, I don't want to say wrapping up, because hopefully this North Boone run in the postseason goes a long, long ways, but he is in the midst of a humongously successful senior season for the North Boone Vikings. He is Britton Morris. Britton, how are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Really good. Now, are you blowing off class to do this?
No, class is stuck to like 8:30 or so.
Okay, so we got plenty of time to talk. That's good.
Yep.
So kind of give me your analysis of your, well, let me run off your numbers quick here. You've completed 170 passes out of 298 attempts, so well over 50% passing, 60% almost, 2,768 yards, incredible numbers. Next best in the Big Northern is 1,500, so, I mean, almost double the next best. 31 TDs to just 7 interceptions. Great. Give me your grade for how you think your season's gone so far.
I think I've done pretty good. The big goal for me coming into the year was to protect the ball, so not kind of limit the turnovers. So that 7 mark, I wish it was a little lower, but I'm pretty happy as far as, you know, last year I think I was around the 10 or 11 mark. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with that 7 mark of interceptions, but obviously I wish it was lower. But, I mean, we're in a good spot right now, so I give myself a pretty good grade.
What do you give the team a grade for the season so far?
Right now I'd probably give us, obviously the, you know, the season still isn't over, so there's still some room for improvement and stuff. But I think so far we've been I'd give us an A right now. I feel like we've, after a big loss to Byron, we've come back and won, I think 5 straight now. So coming back from a big loss like that is huge for our team. And I think that shows a lot as far as, how we can build off adversity and stuff like that.
Paul, it's great to talk to you again. And, you know, this big win you guys had over the past weekend, 48-7, it was North Boone's first win in the playoffs in 15 years. Did you guys feel any pressure at all coming into that game? I mean, were you even aware of the fact that it had been that long since North Boone had won a game in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we were definitely aware. I think there was definitely a sense of pressure as far as, I wouldn't say there's any more added pressure than any other 5 seed playing, I think they're 11 seed or 12 seed, you know, in the playoffs. They kind of feel pressure to win just because you're favored and you're at home. But I think there was definitely an added sense of, we haven't done this in a while. It'd be pretty cool if, you know, we were the first team to do it in 15 years.
Talk about a little bit about the fact, you know, it's rare that teams throw as much as you guys do. And obviously, I'm sure it's built around because of the fact you have the ability and the talent to do it. How much fun is that to beat an offense that throws? We watched, and even last week I covered a Belvedere North game. And I don't begrudge what coaches do. They do what they believe is best. But I really don't like these teams that just run. I believe passing should be part of the game. And also, I think it should be more of a part of the game than running, because I just enjoy watching the passing game. So, you know, I think you got to be really kind of consider yourself blessed to be on a team where you get to throw a lot, because that's your forte, that's your strength, and you're very successful at it.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Definitely as a quarterback, being able to throw the ball a bunch, you not just handing the ball off. It's a little more preparation, you know, for each week, having to understand what coverage they're going to be in and timing of the receivers. But it's also nice being able to move the ball without having to take blows to, you know, a lot of guys that go two ways every play. So it's nice, but also has some downfalls as far as a lot more preparation.
Hey, Britton, talk about your wide receiving core, because, I mean, I think we're all in agreement that you get, you know, most of the publicity, and it's well-deserved. I mean, obviously, you've had a great 4-year run at North Boone, but, I mean, you've got a trio of wide receivers that are pretty good, led by Ethan Rydell, Josh Hoffman, and Cooper Baden. Talk about these guys, their skill set, and what they've meant to you and your success this season.
Yeah, I'm definitely blessed with some pretty crazy athletes. Ethan, who just went over the 1,000-yard mark, and he's got, you know, I think 80-something receptions. And he's kind of a smaller, shifty guy who's made a lot of plays for us under the 16-yard mark. And then we have our home run hitter, Josh Hoffman. You know, he's more of a more lengthy speedster. He'll have, like, 3 receptions for over 100 yards. So it's definitely nice to have a guy to kind of keep the safety – kind of keep the safety a little farther back to keep the, you know, kind of blow the top off the defense so Ethan can work under. And then Cooper's been huge in our screen game. We kind of struggle to run the ball with, obviously, us only having not a lot of people on the line of scrimmage or kind of in the box area. So teams will try to blitz us a lot. So Cooper Baden's huge in our screen game, and he's a great blocker out in the perimeter. And along with our other guys who are very unselfish, Garrick Oliver, Josh Ochoba, Nolan Zajac, who do a great job running off safeties and blocking for us in our screen game. So we definitely have five or six guys that do a lot of great things for us.
Britton, how much leeway do you have in audibling? I always wonder about that at the high school level. You think almost nobody does, but you've been doing this for so long, and I'm sure that Coach Sullivan trusts you a lot. So do you have much options to audible out in there?
Yeah, a lot of times if we get up to the line, we call a play, and we call a play that's a short play, and I see they're pressed up. I'll kind of look at them, and I'll kind of like shake my head or kind of give them a look, and then either he'll call it or I'll call it. So I do. I mean, if I get up to the line, I wanted to, I could, but I think a lot of times the coach and I are in a pretty good agreement that we're in a good play, and so I mean, I'm not like Peyton Manning where I'm calling off a bunch of different stuff, but I also have a little say.
You know, and also playing off of when you said about you're looking at a coach and kind of shaking things off and playing off with what Paul had asked you, do you guys have any silent signals between you and the receivers that they may alter a route or you might see something that let them know, hey, I'm coming to you? I mean, do you do anything like that?
Yeah, like I'll be in the huddle, and if, let's say, there's a play and I know, hey, it's probably like that's going to be my first read, I'll kind of, hey, let them know, hey, let's go here, Josh, or whatever. Because I understand it's hard. We run so many plays to, and we run a lot of – some of those receivers are just running like 40-yard sprints. I understand it's hard to, give it your absolute all 80 plays running 40 yards. So I'll kind of give a little heads up for the play, like, hey, left side here, let's get going on this one.
What is your best pass you've thrown this year, or maybe even ever? I saw a highlight just from last weekend, a beautiful over-the-shoulder you put in. I can't think of who got caught the pass, but it was an over-the-shoulder touchdown on the back corner, just beautifully placed, about 32 yards. What's the best pass you threw this year, or even in your career at North Boone?
Best pass, probably. I'm not really sure. Probably, I guess my favorite pass, I guess I'd say, was probably last year against Rockford Lutheran. It was. I would say it was 80% luck. It was kind of like a fourth. I think it was like a third and long. And I like rolled right and just kind of threw it up. I don't know if you guys remember Hayden Carson, and just kind of threw it up and ended up working out that I rolled right off my back foot. I think I threw a pretty decent amount of yards downfield, and he made a great play. I'd say that was probably my favorite throw.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your development as a quarterback. I mean, do you go when you were young? I'm sure you played quarterback a lot in like junior tackle and that. But what do you account for your success, and do you go to any special camps or anything like that, or any special instruction, or how have you developed as a quarterback over the years?
Yeah, definitely. I go to it's called Throw It Deep. It's like a quarterback instruction business that I'll go to, like, I'd say every week during the summer out in like Hinsdale, and then I'll work with a quarterback coach named Preston Earl, like probably twice a week over the summer. So it's definitely a process.
What part of your game has really improved the most, and what part of your game are you still working on that you want to work on for the future yet?
Game I think I've improved, I'd say probably my accuracy, my deep ball accuracy has gotten a lot better this year. Not just dropping back and just kind of chucking it. I think I've kind of been able to hone that in. And then something I really like to work on is kind of some of my intermediate balls over the middle and stuff like that, just kind of get my feet right still.
I'm guessing that you're at the point now, because you've been doing this for so long, do you work on really small, specific things like the back shoulder pass to the left or the rollout to the right and things like that? It's not just a matter of just a deep ball or a short ball. You're probably at the point now where you've got a lot of those pretty good, but just it's the little technical things, the little intricacies of different types of passes have to be the ones you want to focus on at this point.
Yeah, definitely. With Ethan Rydell, we've been playing football together for 10 years now. So now it's definitely, as soon as you see him turn his head, you stop and, this ball will be on your back shoulder and stuff like that. So I think it's definitely, as the season progresses, you start getting those minor details.
Now, you're in your senior year, and I always ask this of a lot of players. Now, you, I'm sure, are going to be going, well, first of all, I'll ask you this. What are your plans for college right now? Have you got anybody looking at you? You got any plans yet? Have you made any decisions? Or where do you stand as far as making that decision for the future?
I'd say right now I'm not really sure. Really just my full focus has really just been on the season these last couple months, as most players are. And I'd say I'm keeping my options open. I'll probably know more about all that in the coming months, as some of the other, big players decide where they're going to go and stuff like that. So I'll probably know more of that in the coming months than I would now.
What's been the recruiting process like? And who's been looking at you? Are we talking Division One? What level are you looking at?
The recruiting process has been, it's been all right. It's not really a fun time for, I don't think, really anybody. It's kind of a stressful time for people. And, yeah, there has been some Division One. I went to Illinois State, and they showed a lot of interest in me, and they're still showing interest in me. I still text them a couple times a week, and then I've been talking to some Division III with Platteville and La Crosse, and so I think it's all across the board, really, amongst the divisions.
And I always ask this question, but in your case, it's not really finite, but do you sit and reflect a little bit the fact that you're in your senior year now, all the stuff you can harken back to your junior tackle days? You said you guys were playing for 10 years and all that. And this high school portion of your career right now, the next time you lose, it's done. It's over. You kind of reflect on that and get it. It's a little bittersweet, I'm sure. Now, granted, a lot of people, they'll never play football again because it's not a sport you play after high school. You'll get that opportunity to do it. But do you reflect a bit on the fact that this is your senior year and how special it is and kind of that impending ending to it?
Yeah, definitely. Realizing I'm going to play football after this, but realizing that it might be, especially in my position, quarterback, a lot of times freshmen don't go and start, realizing this might be the last time in a couple years that I might get to play in meaningful football for a while, and reflecting, it's just probably not really the same as playing with the kids that you've been playing with since you were real little. And so I definitely say there's been a lot of soaking it in after games and during games, and just kind of not really trying to look, not trying to like wish away time, and just kind of enjoying the process.
Last question, and it's kind of a two-parter here. Give me a little bit of your scouting report. You're playing Lyle on Friday night. You guys are playing Friday night, so you have one less day of preparation compared to last week when you played on Saturday. But you're playing Friday night at Lyle. They're 9-1, number 4 seed. You're number 5 seed. And first of all, give me the scouting report on Lyle, and then also the factor that there's a good chance that if you beat Lyle, you're going to be playing Byron again for a rematch the following week.
Mm-hmm. Scattering point Lyle, they're kind of, they spread it out kind of like us. They're in shotgun most of the game. They got a really big running back, sophomore. He's like 6'1". He's like 240 pounds or something. Oh. So he's a big dude back there, physical guy. And obviously they're 9-1. I mean, every team they're going to play from this point is going to be a pretty good team. And I think it's a pretty good matchup for us, and I think the team's pretty ready. And as far as playing Byron, as the winner plays Byron, I think, Byron obviously is supposed to win, but probably win. The team now is a lot different than we were when we first played them, mm-hmm. as far as figuring out, as far as up front offensive line, we've kind of shifted things around a little bit more, and I think we're a lot more healthy now. We had a couple guys banged up that game, and I think that playoff football, some crazy things can happen. I think that it'll be a fun game.
All right. Well, I hope it will be. Well, like you said, first to get by Lyle, and then you can get that rematch hopefully as well. Uh-huh. It's Britton Morris, the quarterback, senior quarterback for North Boone Vikings, having a great, great season. Hopefully it's a long season. I got to tell you quick, too, Britton, that our producer, Jordan Gothy, he'd already named you our area player of the year at halftime of the season open, if I remember right. I think he had a really big start to the season. So he's already got you penciled in for the player of the year. But we appreciate you taking time to talk with us, and best of luck this week, and hope we'll be talking to you down the road.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.